For a long time, my father and I never really knew each other. Like so many of my generation, I never had much in common with that person who was supposed to be the blueprint for the man I'd eventually become. He's the handsome athletic type. I describe him to people as being a fusion of Paul Newman and Tom Selleck. Piercing eyes set above a glorious moustache. I can't even grow a moustache. I'm more like my mother's side of the family. Flabby and gawky with surprised looking eyes. The boy next door. I never really saw my father much. Shared visitations consist of weekend visits to his place. We never really went anywhere or did anything. Later in life, when I grew up and moved out on my own, things didn't really seem to change. Still visits to his house. Still never really doing anything or going anywhere. So for years, my relationship with my father consisted mainly of him telling me to quit smoking, or him asking me about work, or him grabbing at my buttocks and loudly proclaiming, "You've got no arse!" And me, being me, would squeal and jump away from the rough manly hands that would dart towards me again and again. "Jesus Christ!" I'd shout. It drove me mad. It was like torture. Like he was regularly pointing out how physically different he and I were, how we weren't a pair. I never saw him do it to my older brother, who was cast from the same mould as he was. A lanky athletic frame, handsome, flowing hair, cheekbones. Man, I would totally kill to have some cheekbones. Must have been at some drunken family get-together. My father was holding court, flashes of wit setting the table on a roar. And me, sour-faced and sober, must have walked past, prompting him to reach out with hands, moving at speeds cobras would admire. And he grabbed a handful of my flabby arse and crowed, "You've got no arse!" Big laughs all round the table at my expense. After I retreated, someone must have asked what the arse-grabbing was all about. So he told them a story. Standing in the kitchen alone, I listened in to him telling his guests about being a mechanic back in Dublin in the 1970s. You see, whenever one of the new mechanics was leaning over the engine of a car, elbow deep in the machine's inner workings, one of the old fellas was bound to walk past at some point, and, taking advantage of the situation, they'd reach out and grab a fistful of arse. So at this point, the new guys in the garage would usually yelp and leap away and clang their heads on the underside of the bonnet and hopefully bring the whole thing down on them. Mechanics have a funny way of making you feel welcome, I suppose. So what would happen then is the new guys would try the same trick on the old fellas when they were leaning over engines of cars. So these old salts would be there working away, and the young lads, the new ones, egged on by the other fellas, would wander over, reach out, and firmly grab the arse of one of the old boys. Nothing happened. The old salts wouldn't even flinch. Instead, in a deep, sensual voice, they would purr, "Ooh, that's lovely." And of course, the new lads would again yelp, you know, their hands darting away, leaping away from the car, even more shocked than before. It's an odd way to make friends, but I guess it works. And I realised for the first time that my father, 14 years old, getting his first full-time job, forced to leave school, how he came from an entirely different world to me, where men, older men and younger men, interacted in a different way than I was used to. I was devastated at how wrong I'd been about the situation. So, when next my father's strong, weathered hands reached out and grabbed my arse, I didn't jump, I didn't squeal, and I didn't run away. Instead, in a deep, sensual voice, I purred to him, "Ooh, that's lovely." And for the briefest moment, he squealed, and his hand darted away, and he leapt away from me. That silver-haired fox with the Paul Newman eyes and the Tom Selleck moustache yelped. Yelped and squealed like the young man he had once been. Since then, my father doesn't grab at my ass anymore. I know it sounds strange, but I miss it. Because now I know that he wasn't teasing me. He wasn't torturing me. He wasn't pointing out how different we were. It's just that when he was a young man, that was the only way men interacted in any meaningful way. It was the only way that he knew how to tell me that I was his friend and that I was welcome in his home.